Thanks, Romeo. I'm here at the Hall at Patriot Place with the Mansfield High School football team coming off an impressive 13-0 season. Nice to see you guys. Good work, good work. Now I need a little bit of help. Give me a nice welcome for quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, everybody. So I promise not to bite, but first things first, Garoppolo's a little much for me. Jimmy G, is that acceptable?
That's perfect.
Is that what most people call you?
Yeah, I mean, throughout college, I had tons of nicknames. So
you
I mean,
did?
Jimmy G's, yeah, that works.
It's funny, there's a rumor circulating that guacamole might be one. Is this true?
Some of the veterans, they had some trouble with the name, too.
Okay. So, yeah, oh, good, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, no, okay. Don't feel bad about it.
All right.
Yeah, so guacamole, a couple of the guys, mayo especially, started calling me that, so I call them mayonnaise, so... We go back and forth with each other.
So that's what's sticking in the locker room right now.
Yeah, guacamole. I mean, Jimmy G is a lot easier, I think.
Yeah, a lot of condiments going around. Are there any ketchups in there?
No, no ketchups or mustard yet.
Good, good, good. So first year in the NFL, what's it like? Talk to me. Nervous? How are you feeling?
Not really nervous. I was nervous coming out of college. Didn't know what to expect, really, through the draft process and all that. But, you know, it's once you're here, I mean, you're among family, finally. And, you know, it's good to be part of a team again. It was a weird offseason not being with the team. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but not being with the team, you know, training and all that stuff, it's different. So
yeah, you're a little out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
so you gotta
get
back into
just going through the whole draft process, the combine, the All-Star games, all that stuff. It's very different, but you know, it was a good experience, and happy where I landed.
Well, good. And of course, now you're rubbing elbows in the locker room with some big names. So how is it being in meetings and being around someone like Tom Brady?
It's unbelievable. I mean, just seeing how professional he is about his job and how he goes about it every day.
Now, I love a good would you rather question. And now, as a man, you know when a female, whether it's mom, grandma, girlfriend, anybody says, we need to talk, you know that's bad news,
right? Never, it's never good news.
Would you rather have Tom Brady say to you, we need to talk, or Coach Belichick?
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
I'd rather have Tom say it.
Have Tom say it.
Tom,
just
Tom
in some
usually,
Ugg boots, be like, we need to talk.
Yeah, I don't know about the Ugg boots, but no. But Tom's helped me a bunch, so I
all
mean,
right,
usually
good.
It's usually a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a bad thing, it's something that I'll learn from. So you know, you just gotta take whatever they say, especially if it was coach too. I mean, same thing. You just gotta learn from what the older guys and the older coaches are telling you.
So you're coming from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you've noticed in Massachusetts that's different, that you like, that you miss, anything?
It's pretty similar to Chicago. I mean, I've been up to Boston a couple times, a little smaller than Chicago, but very similar. And during OTAs, it rained a lot out here. I didn't know it rained this much, but people told me it was a weird spring, so just got to get adjusted to it, I guess.
You come from a big family. How many brothers do you have?
Three brothers.
Ooh.
Yeah, poor mom, right?
Did you get beat up a lot?
Yeah, I was the middle one, so I had a little one to beat up on, too, so it worked out.
All right, I promised you that I don't bite, but I can't assure you that the Hornets won't sting. These guys have some questions for you coming up. We'll be right back.